So we got to the top of Ayin Hey Amin Aleph, two dots. Ein Tzinen as a Pesach. So the Tanna Kamma said, you cannot roast the Karban Pesach on a metal spit or on a metal grill. Then the Gemara brings a story. Rabbi Tzadik says, the Maisa with Rabbi Gamliel, that he told his Eved Tavi to roast the Karban Pesach on a grill. So Frak the Gemara, Maisa Lista. Normally when the Gemara brings a Maisa, it's to prove what we just said. So if it's a Machlokes, it's to prove one Shita. If there's no Machlokes, it's to prove the Din that we just said. But we don't have that. The Tanna Kamma should say one Din, and without introducing another Shita, we bring a Maisa that says the exact opposite. So over here, the Tanna Kamma says you can't use an Askela, and right afterwards, the Gemara brings a Maisa that Rabbi Gamliel said you could use an Askela without saying that there's a Machlokes over here. So is that the Derek of a Tanna to bring a Maisa to be Slicer what he just got finished saying? And for the Gemara, Chasuri Mechsera, the Hochi Katani. There's a piece missing from the Mishnah, and this is how the Mishnah should say. Im Askela Menukeves, if the Askela, the grill that he's cooking on, has holes that are large enough that you could fit the lamb or the goat in between the bars, the metal bars, without it touching any of the metal, so then, mutter. So then, even though it's metal, since we don't have to be chayshu that it's going to touch it, and since it's not, since it fits in between, it would be okay. The other episodic, and on that piece that we said when it's large holes, then it's okay. On that said, Reb Tzadik, Maisa Reb Gamliel, I have a Maisa to prove that, because there's a story with Reb Gamliel, Shalman Tavi Avdai, that he told his Eved Tavi, Tzehi Tzale Lonu, Es HaPesach Al HaAskela Minu Keves, Go Roast Rasa Karan Pesach, An Askela on this grill, that had large holes. So we see when it has large holes, it's Takamoter. Bominei, Reb Chinina Bar Idi, Merav Ada Bar Ahava. Tanu Shere Siku Beklipi Arla.
How is that
different from how they roast the carbon? Normally, they use it in an oven of cheres. So you might think that maybe if it's metal, we would be more choshed because you might come to use a smaller one. So bominei Reb Chinna bar Idi mirav Adabarava. Tanner, she's sikah b'klipi arlo. Let's say you had a tanner, you have an oven, and you took the oven, you heated it up, the fuel was klipe arla, the peels of fruit that was arla fruit. So we had earlier in our Masechta Machloikis, if you use fuel of something that's aser ba'ana, so does that now make the bread aser ba'ana or not? The yeh shvachetzim b'pas or ein shvachetzim b'pas? So let's say you heat it up in oven with klipi arla, with the shells, with pieces and parts of fruit that came from arla fruit, and therefore they're aser ba'ana. The garfai, but now the fuel is not still there. You clean out the fuel from the oven. However, it's still hot from the fuel that was there from before. V'afapai zapas, and now you baked bread in the oven. The divrei yaser, according to the one who says before, yesh v'achetzim b'pas, so ma, what's the halacha? Meaning, according to the man d'amar, that even while the fuel's there, ain't shvachetzim b'pas, and it's mutter, so koshken over here, it's going to be mutter. But according to the man d'amar who says, yesh shvachetzim b'pas aser, so are we going to say it's only aser as long as the fuel was actually there, but once you clean it out, even though the heat that's there is a direct result of that fuel, nonetheless, it's going to be mutter? Or do we say, no, as long as it's that heat that came from that fuel, it's going to be aser? Amalei, so he answered him a pasu teres. Then in that case, since the fuel was already removed, the bread that was baked there will be mutter. Amalei, so he asked him, v'amar b'chinin asaba, dinir b'chinin asaba, say amar b'asi, amar b'yechanon, taner shesikoi, the garfoy, a taner that was heated up, and it was cleaned out from its fuel, the tzor b'yas ha-pesach, and afterwards you put the carbon pesach in there to roast, ein zet tzliyesh, it's not considered tzliyesh, because it says in the Torah, since it says that the Karban Pesach has to be roasted on fire, dafka, twice, so therefore it says, it telling us that it's not enough that the heat came originally from a fire. It has to be that the fire is there literally at the time that it's being roasted. So we could be medayik. Time of the goli rachamonot le'eshli'eshli'epom. The only reason why the fire has to be there b'shas ma'isa is because there's a gzeres hakosav. It says le'eshli'esh twice to say that the fire has to be there b'shas ma'isa. Halo goli rachamonot. Had the Torah not repeated le'eshli'esh twice, havamino, then I would have said le'eshu is considered le'eshli'esh even though the fire is not currently there. Why? Because since the heat is from the fire that was there 2 minutes ago, and there's no other source of heat but that fire that was cleared out of 2 minutes ago, so that's considered sliyesh. It was cooked by that fire, roasted by that fire that was there a minute ago. So if that's the case, coming to here by klipei arla, since it doesn't say anywhere twice that it has to be dafka when the klipei arla is there, so we should say that the heat that came from the klipei arla that was there a minute ago is now cooking the bread, and the bread should be aser.
Wouldn't it be a distinction though by Shabbos, by Or and Bulasar, and pulling the butter?
So the shayla is, this would maybe be called Or itself. The Toldos Or means you heat up metal from the fire, let's say, and now you cook it on the metal. So it's getting the heat from the metal, which got it from the fire. Or let's say you put something directly on the cheres itself. So the thing that's getting cooked is getting cooked from the cheres, which in turn got cooked from the fire. But over here, it's not getting cooked from anything else. It's the heat that the fire directly created. It's the same heat that had the fire been there, it would have been cooked with that heat. It just happens to be that the fire was removed already. But that heat that's there now, that's contained within the oven, is that direct heat. That's what the Gemara is clarifying. Maybe that should be our mamish.
This would be true for Shabbos.
Yeah. So Amalei, so Gemara gives two truths him. Amalei, so he answered him, Gali Rachmala Hasam, the Alfinamine. It's over there, once the Torah says by Yakar and Pesach twice, Tzli'esh, Tzli'esh, so that tells us in order to be considered related to the fire has to be there. And it's not a gzeres hakasuv that Pesach is different than everywhere else. Adarabah, the Torah is being megala by Pesach that in order to be considered tzli'esh, in order to be called related to the fire, the fire has to be there, b'shas ma'isa. But the heat that came from the fire that was there from before is not sufficient to relate the tzli to the esh. And hu adin b'chol ha'teru klu, would be the same thing. So now, once we have that drash over there by Karban Pesach, so hu adin when it comes to arla, if you want to relate this bread to the arla fuel that was there from before, it has to be that it's there b'shas ma'isa. If it was there and it was removed, it's not related. And therefore, even if you hold yeshvach etzim b'pas, this bread will be mutter. That's teretz number one. The bais emo, or you could say, Hasam time of the kasach monetsli eish shtepa amin. Elechenami, like we thought in the kasha. Over there, the only reason why it's also is because it's exeris hakasav, because the Torah wrote sli eish twice. Haloi kasav rachmonetsli eish shtepa amin. Had the Torah not written sli eish twice, hava mina. So over there, you would say it would be okay. And why is that? Because aish kapi rachmona. Because all the Torah wants over there is that the source of the roasting should be eish and nothing else. The afilu gafinami tzli'eshu. So at the end of the day, even if you remove the fuel before you started roasting the Karban Pesach, lamaisa, that heat is not coming from anything else but eish. So over there, the havamina would have been without a pasuk, without a gzeres hakasuv, that the Torah is not makbid on the fact that you were good with it. Because at the end of the day, it's being cooked by eish and nothing else. It would be called tzli'esh, and therefore that's why you need a special gzeres hakasav of tzli'esh two times to say no, that the Torah is yes makbid, that it has to be that the fire is there dafka b'shas ma'isa. Avraham Masha Inkin over here, where we're talking about isur ana, I ate in the isur kapar rachmana. The problem is that the isur is going directly into the heter, and that's what's making the problem. Yishvach eitzim apas. So if at the time that the heter is there, at the time the heter is baking, the iser is already gone, yes, the fire came from the iser, but the problem is the iser is not going directly in. The problem always is not that the iser created it, but the iser is going into the thing. Yeshvach etzim apas. So now that the iser is removed, so enechanami in svara, even without the Torah saying twice, you would already know that once the fire is removed, so the fire, the fuel of the iser is not going into the path, and therefore min hasvara it should be mutter.
This is about hanah. It's not like bleus.
Yeah, but even by hanah, we had before. Everybody agrees that if you make coals out of it and then you baked it, it would be mutter. Because or let's say there's a manamar in shach, it's not pas. So even he's not going to disagree that there's no hanah. Just Teretz is once the Hanah's coming, like we explained before earlier in the second parak, at the time that the Hanah's coming, the Isser was already destroyed. So you're having Hanah from not from the Isser, but from the destroyed Isser. So the man that Megeshach Eitzim Bapas holds, that calls the man that the fuel is directly there, we see the fuel before it's destroyed going directly into the pas. But once you remove it, so then you're having Hanah from the fuel that's gone. So yes, it's Hanah, and yes, like we spoke out then, it's also lechatchila, but you're not going to say to the point that the iser is in the heter, that therefore it should ask the heter. Tana Rabbanan. Chotchoi, if let's say you cut the karm pesach, v'nosagavikacholim, and then you roasted it on top of coals. So you grilled it like we grill now on top of coals. So, first of all, Before anything further, that which it says chotchoi, Rashi by us says that you didn't cut it apart into separate pieces because a karm pesach has to be roasted whole. It means to say, like you many times that we do when we grill, you make slits in the thing to widen it up to make more surface area, and this way it will cook faster. But it doesn't mean that you cut it apart. However, Taisus earlier in the perek says that no, avada lechatchila you're supposed to roast the karm pesach in one piece. But bidiyeved, if a person did cut it up and roast it in several pieces, Taisus brings rise that it would be yaitzeh. So the fact that you cut it up is not going to make it. Maybe you're not supposed to do lechatchila, but it's not going to make it that you are not yaitzeh tzliyesh because it was cut up. So now the only shaila is if because it was on the coals. I mean, had it been on a direct fire, even though it was cut up, you would be yaitzeh. The question is, what about coals? So says the Brisa, Rabbi Omer ani, I hold shezeu tzliyesh, that coals is called fire. You take something, you burn it, and it becomes a coal. So the heat that comes out afterwards, even though you don't see the fire anymore, there's no flame anymore, that's called the heat of a fire. And therefore, it's considered tzliyesh. Rami le Reb Achtevoy bar Ami in the Reb Chisda. Reb Achtevoy bar Ami asked a kasha as a spirit to Reb Chisda. Mi Amar Rebbe Gecholim Eish Ninu, is that Rebbe Shita that Gecholim is considered Eish and therefore you could be Yotzei the din of tzliyesh with coals? Raminu, I'll ask you a spirit. Michlas Eish. So in the parish of Tzaras, there's a parsha of Shchin and Michla, which is a nega that grows on an area that is not healthy skin, but rather it was a Shchin, there was some type of Shchin there from before, or there was a Michla, there was a burn there from before. So then it has different halachas than regular Saras. Regular Saras, first of all, has a simin of two white hairs to become Tamei, this does not. Regular Saras is for 2 weeks, this is only for 1 week. There's differences in halacha. But Shchin and Michla themselves have all the same halachas. However, the Torah wrote two separate parshas, one parsha of Shchin and one parsha of Michla, and Chazal dash, and the reason why the Torah put it into two separate parshas is because they're not mitzaref. Meaning if you have a half a shear, the shear of Tzaras, the minimum shear of a nega is a gris, so you have a half a gris on a Shchin, and another half a gris neighboring it, even if it's right next to it, on Michla, since part is on Shchin and part is on Michla, they don't combine. So now the Brisa comes to explain what's considered Michva as opposed to Shchin. So the answer is going to be anything that's considered Eish is going to be considered Michva. But if it's some type of skin rash, some type of other thing that came, even if it's from heat that's not fire-related, a friction burner or anything like that, then it's going to be considered Shchin. So based on that, says the Brisa, Michvas Eish, a Michva burned from a fire, Eili Elosha Nichva Be'esh. So, from the fact that the Torah says Michvas Eish, I could have had a halim, it has to be directly fire and nothing else. Even something that comes from a fire maybe is not considered a mechve. It has to be a real flame. Nichol b'kachelus, let's say he was burnt with a coal. Beremetz. Beremetz is like some type of very burning ashes. Besid, or lime that was heated up and now is boiling hot. Besid maseach, besid that's boiling. Or begivsis maseach, begivsis Rashi says is a type of sid. Or any other told us, or any other thing that is hot now because it was heated up by a fire. Lasuye, what's that coming to exclude chame? Or let's say you boiled up water on a fire and now the person got burned from that boiling hot water. Minayin, how do you know that all these things are considered michve and not considered shchin? Talmud Leimar, michve riba, it says the actual word michve in the parsha to be marva, not only a michve that came from Eish, but any michve that came from anything, even told us Eish. So it's mashma, taima, the only reason why you consider gecholim to be a michve is the Rabbi Rachmana michve, because of this ribuy of michve. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana michve. Had we not had this ribuy of michve, gecholim av eishinu. Mirastam, from the fact that the Torah says michvas eish, you would not include coals, because coals are not eish, they're considered toldos eish. If that's the case, how could you be yotze, your chiv of tzli eish, on a Karban Pesach? It's not eish. The same way that you're saying it's not eish legabe ochas tzeras, it's not eish legabe tzli eish. Amalei, so he answered him, the first attempted teretz, gachela shel eish lo yitzdarach kro. A coal that was made from wood, you took a log and you burnt the log until it became a coal, that coal doesn't need a pasuk, lirabuya, to include it, because that's taka eish. And memela, that which we said, that a coal you're yoytze tzli eish for a carbon pasuk, we're talking about that coal that was made out of wood, which taka doesn't need a pasuk. Ki yitzdarach kro lekachela shel mateches, the pasuk that is marba in the parasha of michva from a ribuy, that it's considered michva, even though it's a coal, that's all not a coal that's made out of metal. And memela, therefore, ikra din, it's not considered eish, and that's why you need a ribuy. Fragti gemara, gachelam shel mateches lav eishu. A gachelas of metal is not considered eish. V'ha gabe bas kayin, by a bas kayin, when she's mezana, that the halacha is that a bas kayin who's mezana gets sreifa. If the Torah says over there she should be burnt with eish, with fire, and said Ramasda, we don't literally take her and burn her in fire. Well, how do we do Mises Shreifa? They took like this string, this strand of lead, of hot metal, and they would melt it and they would pour it down her throat, and that's how we were Yotze Shreifa. So obviously a coal that was made from metal is considered eish, because you're Yotze V'sarafta, you're yotze be'eshti saref with this psila shalever. So the Gemara, no raya from there. Shiny hasam over there is different. The Amakra be'eshti saref. It says eish first and then tisaref. So tisaref, the rabbis call srefas habois mina eish. So then tisaref is mashman, not only if it was done directly with fire, but anything that came from fire, even if it's told us, or that would be sufficient to be yotze your din, your chiv of srefa. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, the Gemara is medayik. The ribuy tells us anything that comes from Eish, but it would be mashman that the ikar is the Eish itself. So Frank the Gemara, the Kolshken Eish Atzma, so for sure, you could be yotze the Chiyos Sreifa with fire itself. So if that's the case, Nakavlo Chavidah's Mer, so why are we doing this whole process? Why don't we just simply surround her with, we just make a whole bonfire, surround her with bundles of reeds, of flammable wood, Vinakla, and just set it on fire. Says the Gemara.
Are we trying to make the most humane?
It's the Gemara's going to get to that.
Okay.
So says the Gemara, Ask ye sreifa sreifa mi b'nei Aaron. First, the Gemara wanted to say that we have a gzeir shavah sreifa sreifa from Nadav and Aviv, from Aaron's children. Ma'al alon, just like over there where they were burnt. What does it mean that they were burnt? Sreifa neshama v'guf kayim, just they were burnt internally, the neshama was burnt, but their goof was still intact. Avkan, so too by Shreifas Bas Kayin, Shreifas Neshama of a goof Kayin. So Enechanami, as far as Eish is concerned, burning her by putting her into a furnace would be considered Shreifa, but it's not the Shreifa that the Torah demands by Mises Shreifa, because the Torah wants Shreifas Neshama of a goof Kayin. Says the Gemara, V'nevet Lechami Ar, so why don't we just like pour hot water down her throat? Says the Gemara, Mishum Rav Nachman. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Krokot, the Torah says, V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Bear loy misa yafe. V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha says that you should kill her in the every Mises Bezin, all four of them, you should do it in the nicest way possible. And doing it with hot metal is going to be definitely quicker and easier than pouring hot water down her throat until she dies. Once you have Reb Nachman's Rosh of Birla Mises Yotho, Xerah Shalomomomli. So this is really Barak's Kasha. Why do you need a Pasuk, a Xerah Shalom, to learn from B'nai Ara that you do, Srefas Neshavah Veguv Kayim? Why, anyway, you wouldn't throw her into a furnace because that's not Misa Yotho. It's much easier and much nicer to pour hot lead down her throat than to put her into a furnace until she burns to crisp. So says the Gemara, Ilav Gzeirah Shavah, had we not had the Gzeirah Shavah, Havamina Srefas Nesham V'Guf Kayim, the fact that you have Srefas Nesham V'Guf Kayim, Lav Srefu, that's not considered Srefu. Meaning, Bir Lay Misa Yafa only works in as much as it fits the translation, the description of that Misa. You can't say, because of Bir Lay Misa Yafa, someone who's Chayav Skila, just shoot him in the head. It's not Skila. So, if the Torah says Srefa, and the Pasuk Pshat and Srefa means burn the outside, the externally, until it becomes ash, so then even the Bir Lo Misa Yav is not going to be able to say, just pour lead down the throat and burn her internally. But now that there's a Gzeirah Shavah, that's called Srefa, so you have two options. You could either burn her by throwing into a furnace, or burn her by throwing lead down her throat. So on that, the Gzeirah Shavah could help and say, On that, the din of Vahatla Rechavoyka can help and say that now that both are considered Sreifa, so we should opt to use the nicer one, Bir Lay Misa Yafa, which is pouring the lead down her throat.
Why would we need Gzeirah Shavah? Wouldn't just the fact that it said it by Nadav and Aviyu, we would know that is Sreifa? We don't need another. Like,
but I guess that's not a key of Misa. That's just the way they died. So maybe that wouldn't be a key of the Misa that the Torah wants.
If we see that is called Srefa, then that should be enough for us.
I guess it seems that maybe that wouldn't be the over there it says the fire burnt them. Yes, so that it's called a fire burnt. But maybe when the Torah says v'sarafta, the Torah means to say a real Srefa, a literal Srefa. Maybe without Xerah Shavah, you wouldn't be able to learn from that.
But if we still have Borlacha Misa Yafa,
yeah, I understand. I don't know.
The most Misa Yafa that we can find that is called Srefa.
That's called, since it's called Srefa, yeah, I'm not sure. Right, so the Imishim Dur Nachman, so again, without the Xerah Shavah, I would think that Srefa's Neshama V'Guf Kaim is not considered Srefa, so you can't use that. The Imishim Dur Nachman, you have Bir Lay Misa Yafa, so Nefesh L'Chavila is Meres Tula. So the only thing that could teach us Bir Lay Misa Yafa is to put on as many bundles of wood as possible so the fire should work as quick as possible. So Kiyehi to Thomas Magal, in order she should die quickly. Come Ashalon, so that's why you need the Gzeri Shavu. The Elabai Shlomali, so now at the end of the day, that we learn Srefas Neshama V'Kuf Kayim and Bir Lay Misa Yafa, so that already tells us to pour lead down her throat. So, and we already know from there that even lead is okay. So why does the Torah say Ba'esh that you need fire? At the end of the day, you're not using fire. It told us Aishas works. We were reminded before from Tisarif. And for the Gemara, Lafuka Eber Mekare, because even though we're saying that things that are told as Aish could work, but it has to be at least told as Aish. But if you take something that has its own natural heat and it didn't come from fire, for example, when you mine molten lead from where you mine it from, and it's naturally hot from the ground, where it's found in the ground, so that lead, even though it could burn, it's not, the heat didn't come originally from fire, therefore that cannot be used for the chiyuv of Srefa. So as of now we're saying that really Be'esh means fire itself, and the reason why you could use molten lead over there is because it says Tisarif to be Marbe even the Toldos of Esh. So on that, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira, V'chol Eichot Tisiv Be'esh Tisarif, the rabbis called Sreifus HaBoyz Machmas Esh, that it comes to include other things that came from fire Toldos Esh. V'gali Purim manis rofim, and the Purim, the karbonis of Purim that need to be burnt, let's say the ones from Yom Kippur, or the Parim Dovr Sosib, or the Parakayin Gadol, all the ones that have to be burnt, mechutz la'machrene, the sibuhu that it says on them, by them, v'sarav oisei al'ifzim v'eish, it says that they have to be burnt on top of wood with fire. V'tanya, in the Brisa, says, l'gabi dir sreifa, but Asia has to be burnt dafka with fire, v'loi b'sid v'seach, not with boiling sid, v'loi b'gisis v'seach, and not with boiling gisis. So we see, Adarabba, you're not marred by other things. You say that it's Asia's dafka. And if that's the case, we should be back to our original kasha. So so how could you be yotze with a psila shel aver if not for the fact that you're going to say that kechelos is eish mamish? Amalei, so he said to him, hachi asher, there's no comparison. Hasam ksiv be'eish v'hadot yisarif. Over there, it says be'eish first, and afterwards it says tisarif, because it says be'eish tisarif. So if that's the case, L'rabbis kol sreifas ha'boyis machavas eish. So the Torah is saying, not only could you use fire, but you could also tisarif, you could burn with things that come from fire. Ha'kak siv v'saraf oisei al eitzim v'eish. L'besleif eish. The Torah says, v'saraf the first and then eish. So the Torah is explaining, the Torah says burn it. How should you burn it? It's limiting it. Don't burn it with anything that is hot. Burn it dafka with fire. Remember the Asian midachrin aloy, dafka fire you could be yaitzeh with and not anything else. Frank the Gemara hosam nami.
What's the al eitzim? If I have a sarf, I say al eitzim. Wouldn't I know that it's the Ash?
No, I had the same problem. I mean, from the fact that it says al eitzim, you need all right. Why would you have a halamin to use anything else?
Right, and even if you want to say that original source was something not fire, but so once it catches onto the wood, it's going to be fire.
Right, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I have the same problem. I don't know. So frankly, Gemara Hosam Nami over there by the Parma Nesrofim as well. Ksiv Sereif Lebseif. It says Sereif again after it says Eish. Dichsiv Al Shevach Adesh and Yisarif. It should be burnt at Michutz LaMachre in the place where they put the ashes from the Mizbeach. So why don't we say that Sereif that comes after Be'ech should come to be Marbe other Mine Sereif or other even told us Eish. Amri, so the Gemara answers, Ahu Yisarif mi boile, that Yisarif is not coming to include other types of fire, but rather it's coming to include, like it says in the following Brisa, the Chidatanya, Yisarif al b'shein sham deshen sham. It says al shevach deshen has to be in the place where they put the deshen from the mizbeach. So you might think you could be only yotze the sreifa of Parma Nesrofim if there's actually ashes there. How do you know that you could do it in that place, whether there's ashes there or not? So that's why you need the Yisarif, that you should burn it there regardless. A second halakha that we learned from Yisarif. Yisarif, ava bisha itzis ar beruba. That it's not enough to just light the fire and walk away from it. Yisarif says you have to be there the whole time until it actually burns. So even though the fire just caught onto most of it, you still have to be Isaac in the Sreifa until it's actually burns. So this is the end of Teretz number one, that really a coal out of metal is not called Eish. It's by Sreifas Bas Kain, it's only included because we have the extra word Yisarif. Memeya coming back to us, we could be, our Teretz is a good Teretz, it could be Mechalek between a coal of metal, which is not called Eish, as opposed to a coal of wood, which is naturally called Eish, and therefore Rebbe's Halacha, that you roasted a carbon pesach on Gacholim, your Yitzhi, that song about one made out of wood. Ravina Amar, Ravina says a new teretz. The kasha was because the Brisa said by Michva, by Tzeras, Ainli Ela Eish, but Gacheles, Sid, and Gisis Minayin, so it's Masha that you need the reboot for Gacheles as well, which tells us that Gacheles is not considered Eish. And that says Ravina, no, you're reading the Brisa wrong. Kroich Ratani, you should wrap the Brisa like this and read it in this way. Michvas Eish. If the Torah would have said a Michva that was a burn that's made from a fire, so then Ainli Elisha Nichva Be'eish Uve Gacheles. I would only know if it's burnt from either a fire or a coal, since a coal, Mitzara Svara, is fire. Nichol v'remetz, if it was burnt with hot ashes, v'sid, or with sid v'reseach that's boiling, u'begisus v'reseach, or gisus v'reseach, boiling gisus, u'becholta rabal machem asaror, or anything else that is told us that got hot from fire, lasuya, which again comes to include chamir, or water that was boiled up on fire, minad, how do you know to include all of them? Tamalayma michva michva ribo, that's the riboy of michva michva. So basically, what he did was he just changed the gears in the bias a little bit. Meaning, we thought that before the riboy, we only know aish, and the riboy is coming to include the entire list. No, before the riboy, we knew aish and gecholim, and the riboy is only needed for the rest of the list. But anachanami gechelus, even without the riboy, is taka aish, and that's why Rebbe says, coming back to Karban Pesach, if you roast the Karban Pesach on top of coals, on top of Gecholim, you're yoytze tzli eish, because Gecholim, even without a ribu, is considered eish. Says the Gemara, Rava Rami, Rava asked the Stira, Mi Amar Rebbe Gecholim Ikru Eish, did Rebbe say that Gecholim are considered fire, and therefore you could be yoytze tzli eish with Gecholim, with coals? V'minu Gachle, this is on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes and takes coals to used for the keteris that's burnt in the Kodesh Kadoshim, that's burnt l'chnaim l'fnim, so it says that he takes from the Mizbeach gachlei eish. So had the Torah only said gachlei, coals, yachal oimimois, I would think coals, even when they are on their way to being extinguished, they're already dimming, nonetheless, they're still coals, so they could be used. Kavalemer eish, that's why the Torah said gachlei eish, that they have to be fire, that means they can't be coals that are dimming. E-Eish, had the Torah only written Eish and not Gachlei, Yochel Shalavis, I would think that, what do you bring, an actual flame? Tamilim or Gachlei, so that's why the Torah wrote Gachlei, so it wrote both Lashonis, it wrote Gecholim that it has to be coals, and it wrote Eish that it has to be fire, okay, so how do you reconcile that? Maybe Min HaLeichashes, you take the coals that are, literally, Leichashes means whispering, meaning the coals that are still glowing, they're still red hot, so they look like they're whispering, and those coals, burning red glowing coals, that's what you use for the keteris. So, Hagufa Kasha. So, this brisa is saisu itself mine obey. Amrit gachle yochel oimimais. From the fact that it said gachle, coals, I would think that you bring dimming coals. Why would you think that you bring dimming coals? Because Alma Leichesha is glowing coals, Eishninu, are called Eish, and that's why you're not Yotze Gachle with them, and had the Torah Stam written Gachle, I would think you have to bring Dafka dimming coals. Ema Seifa, let's say the Seifa of the Brisa, E Eish, had the Torah only written Eish and not Gecholim, Yochel Shalavis, I would think you have to bring a flame, and not even burning coals. Tamalema Gachle, and that's why the Torah has to write Gachle to teach us don't bring a flame, rather bring coals. Alma, afilu leichashes lav eish ninu. So obviously, leichashes are not eish, because if leichashes were eish, then first of all, you wouldn't need a drasha. When the Torah says eish, why shouldn't you think you could bring burning coals? And second of all, how is gachli marber them if burning coals are eish, not kecholim? So before we get back to Rebbe, Stam say, how do we explain the Braisa? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshis, the Rav Sheshis explained, Hakik Tani, this is how you explain the Braisa. Gachlei, had it only said Gecholim, Yachol, Bein Amibayis, Bein Leichashois. You're right. Glowing coals are called coals. But dimming coals are also called coals. So had it there only written Gecholim, I would think you have a choice. You could bring whichever coals you want, as long as they're coals. Whether they're dimming, or even if they're glowing, either way, you could bring them. Kamalema Eish, that's why the Torah said Eish, the teachers know, Dafka, they have to be glowing coals and not dimming coals. E-Eish, had the Torah written Eish itself without the word Gachle, Yochel Shalavis, so then you would think to bring an Eish Mamish, not a coal, and therefore you would think to bring a flame. Kamalema Gachle, so on that the Torah writes, Gachle, that it has to be a coal, not an Eish. Okay, so how do you reconcile that? Maybe Min HaLeichashes, so the Torah is obviously being legala, that it has to be a coal, but it can't be any coal, it has to be a coal that is similar to Eish, which means to say it's a glowing coal, it's a burning coal. So now that we understand the Braisa, Mikol Makum, what do we see from here? Gachle Le'ikri Eish, that Stam Gecholim, if the Torah would have said Gachle without Eish, it would mean glowing coals, because glowing coals are not considered Eish. and had the Torah only written Eish with alcohol, you wouldn't know to bring coals. So Kashi Rebbe, it's a Kashan Rebbe, who Rebbe said that Stam Kacholim are called Eish even without a ribui. And that's why it's the din of Sli Eish with them. Amr Abaye says, Abaye Toritz Hachi. Don't explain the Bryce like you just explained it, that Gachle means both any type of coal, whether it's a dimming coal or it's a glowing coal, and Eish means Dafka, shall have a Dafka flame, a live flame. Rather, explain the Bryce a little bit differently. Explain it as follows. Gachle, had the Torah only written Gachle, Yochlaim, and most I would think Dafka dimming coals will be Leuchashais, because only that's considered coals. Burning coals are already considered Eish. Tamalemel Eish, that's why the Torah says Eish. E-Eish, now the opposite, had the Torah Dafka written Eish, Yochol, so then I would think, Ratzah Shalemis Yavi, Ratzah Gachalas Yavi. Anything that's considered an Eish, so you have a choice. You could either bring a flame, because that's obviously Eish, or you could bring a burning coal, which is also Eish. Tamalemel Gachle, that's why the Torah wrote Gachle, that it has to be Dafka, the Eish that's similar to coals, which means to say it has to be a burning coal and not a flame. Okay, so how do you reconcile that? Maybe min aloy chashayis, you have to bring the burning ones. So, but according to this way, we're saying that anachanami, burning coals, are included in the word eish, are not included in the word gachli, because they're taka considered eish, and that's why huad in the gabit tzli eish, according to Rebbe, you could be yotzi or chiv of tzli eish with coals.
One thing, if it's eish, why can't it just say eish?
Because then you would think you could have a choice. You could bring either a burning coal or a flame.
Mm-hmm. So you can't bring a flame, that's...
So that, right, so that's why the Torah like Gachle Eish, in order to limit it, that it has to be Dafka burning coal and not a flame. Right.
So when it gets just the red hot, that's not going to be...
That's called a burning coal.
That's called the flickering, not that there's flickering flames out of it?
Now, I always understood that it means to say that it's red hot. It's not dimming. You see the red flaring up. You don't have to see the live flame coming out of it.
And then the ayam is what? Is when it's
you don't see it hot anymore. You don't see the redness anymore. It's already starting to dim. Uh-huh. It's like it's white already.
That's not a very long period of time, I don't
think. Which one? The red hot?
Where you still see it red.
Yeah, it's a very short time. It's very short, yeah. And you but you're taking it straight off the Mizbeach. You should have a lot of them that are very hot, and you're taking it straight in.
You should have what?
On the Mizbeach, you should have a lot of coals that are red hot, and you're taking it straight in. You're taking a whole pan of them and you're taking it straight in.
They're not burning the carbon.
Not by the carbon. No. I'm talking about the Keteris.
I'm talking about the.
Right, but by the carbon Pesach, you would have to make sure that. I guess you would have to keep on stoking it in a way that, you have to keep it red hot. Yeah, Nechanami.
Or the other question is, what's called that you already roasted it?
Yeah, at what point? Yeah.
So at what point did you already ate it, and now it's just...
100%. And that's why we're talking about a case of chotle, like we said before, because if you didn't cut it open, if you're roasting it whole, there's no way that the coals are staying hot for that long. If you cut it open, it will cook faster. Okay. On the Rabba, so on that says Rabba, we said before, Rotsa gachalas yavi, rotsa shalhevas yavi. Had it said Eish, since Eish has two definitions, so you would have a halim and you have an option. You could either bring a coal, or you could bring an open flame. Shalhevas b'lei gachalas hechi mishkachas. What do you mean, you bring an open flame? How do you bring an open flame without a coal? The flame has to be attached to something. If it's attached to something, so then that thing is a coal.
They don't have gas grills then.
Right. So shall have this like a chalas hechiv mishkachas la. Says the Gemara, you go in the shafi la mona mishcha. You rubbed a keli with oil, the ati benura, and you lit a fire to it. So there's no coal here, and just as long as the oil is the grease is on the keli, the fire will burn. That would be the havamin, and without the word gachle, would be the havamin. That's what we're coming lafuka, that you shouldn't bring it inside. On that fact, Rava, what's your havamina? Hahu lamali kroy, you need a pasuk to exclude that. Hashel of name melech baser adam. If in front of a human king, Enoisen Cain, you wouldn't have done such a thing. Lifnei Melech Malach, because it's not covered to bring such a fire. Lifnei Melech Malach Yam Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeKol Shekein. So for sure, there's no halving in that. That's what you should bring in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even without the word Gachle, and the Torah writes Eish, if Eish can mean glowing hot coals, so automatically you should have to assume that it means glowing hot coals, and you shouldn't have a halim in it that it means anything else. Elam Rabba therefore says, Rabba Torah Tachi, explain the Bryce a little bit differently, explain it as follows. Gachle, had it only said Gachle, Yechol Oim Mois, I would think it has to be Dafke Dimin coals, Voloi Lechesh, it's not glowing coals. Talmud Oimer Eish, that's why it says Eish, to say that it has to be fire, which means glowing coals. Eish, if it only said Eish without saying Gachle, Yachol Yavi Mechzak Echelos U Mechzak Shal Heves. So you can't bring straight plain flame, because that, we just said before, there's no Habamina, but you would think that you could bring coals that are lit enough that there's actual real flame coming out of them. And even though that in itself, Rashi speaks out, is also not the derech to bring in front of a melech bas of adam, because it makes too much smoke. So when you want to, let's say, burn incense or whatever you want to do in front of a melech bas of adam, you're not going to bring coals as long as the fire is still jumping out of them. So vaita, what's the half minute to do them? Teretzi is ada ayel gavoy, because by the time you bring it inside, avakulik achels, the fire would already subside, and now it's going to just be a plain blowing coal. Meaning, because the halachah would be that at the time that you take it off the mizbeach, we shouldn't be concerned with the flames that come out of it, as long as by the time it's going to get into the Kodesh Kodashim, the flames are going to die down. Tamalayim, so on that, the Torah says, V'lokach malayim machda gachle eish, that even b'shas the lekicha, even when you take it, it has to be a shovel full of gachle eish, of coals of fire, me'al mizbeach from off the mizbeach, where the Torah says gecholim mishas lekicha nevi gecholim, that even at the time of the lekicha, at the time that it's being removed from the mizbeach, it already has to be coals and no flame there. But at the end of the day, we're still continuing with what we said, that the taich of eish could include coals, just without the word gachle eish. You would have a halav meaning that at the time you take it off the mizbeach, it can have flame there as well, and that's why the Torah writes gachle eish, to say that it has to be dafka kol and no flame.
Now, the gzer shavet to Pesach would say that you can't have flames?
No, this would be a mere dafka there, but we see that coals are eish. But carbon Pesach, it doesn't say gacholim, it says tzieish. Just since coals could be called eish, so you could be yoitzer with coals as well.
It's just a
gilu that the coals are called eish. Ibarilu. We had this many times already, and we the shayla. Since we mentioned that dimming coals are called oimimais, so we have a shayla. Oimimais is spelled with an aleph, oimimais with an ayin. On Rabbi Yitzchak, arozim lo yamamu begana lekim. We could prove it from the pasuk. It says arozim lo yamamu begana lekim, that their beauty was so nice that they were like these beautiful cedar trees, that nothing else darkened them, that nothing else took away from their beauty, began like him in the garden of Hashem. So we see that imamu is a lashon of darkening, of dimming. Says the Mishnah, Naga becheres shaltana. So continuing with the halachas of roasting a Karan Pesach, that we said it has to be dafka tzli eish, and it can't be tzli machmas davar acher. Therefore, if while you're roasting the Karan Pesach, a part of the meat touched the cheres, the pottery, the wall of the tanner, so that part got cooked from the heat of the tanner, not from the heat of the fire. Because as the fire is sitting in the tanner is naturally going to heat up, and now when it, just like a metal spit that we said before you can't use because the metal of the spit is going to cook it, and it's not totally cooked by fire. So over here, that piece of meat that touched the wall was now partially cooked by the wall. So yikov es mekaymai. So that part that touched the wall, you have to peel off, because that part became no good, and then the rest is okay. Let's say some of the gravy dripped on the pottery of the oven, and then the chazor elav, and it splashed back. So the gravy that dripped there, as it hits the oven, so now the gravy became treif, it became no good because it was not tzliyesh. And now that it dripped back, it got absorbed, it got balua into the kevis, so that part of the kevis is now going to be no good because it has in it the gravy that was not tzliyesh. So over here, yitol is mekayma. You have to dig in and take out that place where it splashed back. Meaning, netila is not sufficient for just touching hot, when there's no liquid there, when something that's boiling hot touches something that's boiling hot, so it only is barely on the surface level, so just peeling off the surface level is already sufficient. But when there's liquid involved, it penetrates deeper, so you have to take kedei netila. There's a whole shmooze in Yeridea how deep kedei netila has to be, but it's not enough that you just peel it off. You have to actually take the amount that's called kedei netila. You have to take a deeper chunk. Nadav meraitfoy ala soilis. Let's say the right of this gravy dripped onto boiling hot flour. So again, the flour now ended up cooking the gravy, so the gravy is no good. But since it's absorbed into the flour, so now the flour is also going to be no good. So yikwetzis mekoymai, so you have to take out a handful of kmitza from the place where the gravy dripped into the flour. Sacher b'shemen.
The flour cooked the gravy.
If the flour is boiling hot flour.
Oh, we're talking about boiling hot flour. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we see?
Okay, because if it was regular flour, you would be.
Yeah, if it was cold flour, then echanami.
You'd be able to eat it.
Yeah, echanami. If it was cold flour, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sacher b'shemen shchuma. Let's say you, as you were cooking the carbon pesach, you smeared it with oil from chuma. So im chabur is kehanim. If it's a group of kehanim who are allowed to eat chuma, so yechlu, fine, let them eat it. If it's Yisraelim, so they can't eat Shuma, so now what are they going to do? So im chayu, as long as it's still raw before you start cooking it, roasting it, yadichenu, so the fact that you put oil on it, it's not going to get absorbed because it's cold and it's raw, so just wash it off and you're fine. In sliu, but once it's already roasted, so now it's going to absorb even though it's not hot. So yiklif is makayim, esachit, and you have to peel off the outer layer. Let's say you put it, you smeared it not with oil of chuma, but rather with oil of ma'aser sheni, and obviously it's in Yerushalayim because that's where the carbon pesach is eaten. So lo yasenu damim al b'nei chabur. So avada, it could be eaten. That's not the shayla. The shayla is the owner of the ma'aser sheni wants to charge the rest of his group for the ma'aser sheni oil that was put in. So says the Mishnah, he cannot do that. She'ain paided ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim, because once ma'aser sheni goes to Yerushalayim, it can't be paided. Oh, and huadin, you can't be meicher it. So him charging the rest of the group for it is like him selling ma'aser sheni, so he cannot do that. Okay.
Are these the same halacha?